Crock and the Bro podcast.
Welcome, everyone.
Thanks for coming back and listening.
Another episode of Crock and the Bro.
Today we are talking about something that I miss so dearly, and that is traveling.
Me too. Yes, of course. Yeah.
My spontaneous spirit is just not satisfied. I mean, this whole idea of spontaneous travel is just out the window.
Yeah.
You know, even interstate travel restrictions, yeah. And you really have to look and research and be careful.
That to me is one of the most annoying things. Like, of course, like with what's going on now with the virus, airline travel, of course, you knew it was going to get rough. But then the interstate stuff to me is just killer.
Yeah.
You're in your own car. I mean, you know, you're in your own car, you're driving, but, you know, again, every state's different. So now it's like, if you think you're going to go to a different state, you got to plan ahead. Now you got to look, okay, what states are doing this? What states are pulling people over and checking out-of-state plates? It's just a whole nother road trip ruiner.
I understand why they're doing it, because you have to keep the residents in your state safe. So yeah. I understand why they're instituting these restrictions. But it's so limiting. I mean, I love New York State, but I really want to go explore. If my exploring is limited to the car at this point, then I just want to be able to, like, get in the car and go.
I know.
But we're not able to do it.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy right now. It's just crazy. So, yeah, you know, still, you know, there's hopefully some light in the tunnel, and we're going to have some other road trips coming up and be able to do other fun stuff. But, you know, still have some glory memories, and we'll make more in the future. So I just got to be patient.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there a road trip that, like, stands out in your mind?
Well, there's road trips I have in my family, but one that stands out for me personally, when we were talking about this topic before, was this Halloween party trip that I made with my buddies.
Ooh,
so this is pretty funny. A lot of times what happens in my life is, they're not always, like, absolutely hilarious stories, but there's, like, close call stories. This is definitely a close call story. So we're driving up from Southern Connecticut, because I met up with my friends in Southern Connecticut outside the city. This is probably like 2010, 2011 maybe. And so I meet up with my friends in Connecticut, and we're making the drive from Connecticut to New Hampshire. And it's a Halloween party. So we all have our costumes.
Yep.
And we hadn't put them on yet, but I had made a suggestion. We were like in Massachusetts. We had just made a pit stop to either get gas or whatever. And maybe we went on a beer run in Massachusetts, but luckily not drinking in the car. So because we knew we were going to drink a lot when we got there. But I made the suggestion, why don't we drive there with our costumes on? Why don't we put on our costumes on now? And, you know, just that way when we get to the party, we just walk right in.
Right. It's a good suggestion, actually.
And
I would agree with it.
It was technically like the middle point of our journey, because all we had to do is get through, you know, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and then New Hampshire right there. So, you know, again, it was a close call, and we were like, I don't know. Well, we'll just put our costumes on when it gets to New Hampshire. Well, thank God we didn't put our costumes on.
Because I knew that's where you were going with this.
Because my buddy who was driving, he has, you know, he's like in a car, so his car was kind of souped up. You know, he's definitely like is a car enthusiast, right? Mm-hmm. Way more than me.
Mm-hmm.
So he had like a fast car, and he's, you know, we're speeding, you know. Couple of us weren't wearing our seatbelts.
Speeding down 95.
Yeah, up 95, really. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so,
up.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, not the best idea not wear seatbelts. Wear seatbelts, kids. But
yes.
But anyways, my buddy who was driving was wearing a seatbelt. But, he, you know, we're being goofy in the car. We're, like, sticking our arm out of the car and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
And we were just...
What a bunch of college doofuses you are.
Well, yeah. Oh, this is post-college. More embarrassing than that.
Oh.
This is after college.
Oh.
So, yeah. So it's you
hadn't quite grown out of it yet.
Not still growing up. I still am growing up right now. But at any rate, so we're going... Of course, what happens, we get pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Not by a local state trooper. Massachusetts state trooper pulls us over.
Yes.
And so, buddy got a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And he got added on to the ticket. He got, you know, I think one of us had a seatbelt violation. There was one person
in
the car.
It was you. You said that you weren't wearing your seatbelt.
I am not 100% sure if I was or wasn't. I will say that I can't confirm or deny, but let's, for argument's sake, I wasn't wearing my seatbelt.
But busted.
But part of his ticket was one of us. I think there was like three or four of us in the car. One of us was not wearing the seatbelt. So he got written up for that, including the speeding ticket. Now, why this is a close call story is back to us potentially wearing our Halloween costumes.
Right.
And this is where it gets interesting. What if? And thank God it's only a what if, because who knows? This cop was not in a good mood when he pulled us over, by the way.
Yeah, so imagine, with your arms flailing outside the car.
Yeah, and state troopers are hit or miss. Some of them are really nice, and some of them are just not having a good day. This guy was not having a good day, which is fine. Tough job being a state trooper. But imagine walking up to a car, and the driver, my buddy, was a hot dog that night. I was an inmate.
Oh, bright orange jumpsuit.
My other buddy was a bee, I think. And then I forget what my other... I thought there was another person. I forget what he was. But just imagine now, outside of speeding and outside one person not wearing a seatbelt, imagine pulling up to a car.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled over. And the driver's a hot dog. And the other guy in the back is an inmate. And then the guy in the passenger seat's a bee.
Yeah. I think the person in the worst position would have been you as the inmate.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're speeding along. And who knows? Like, that could have been an elaborate ruse that, like, oh, yeah, we're just going to a Halloween party, but really we're helping him escape from jail.
I don't know.
You would have ended up in the back of that cop car, I think,
now,
for questioning.
Now, prison breaks have been, like, you know, later times, but there have been some recent prison breaks in the U.S.
Yeah, Dannemora.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Being a really good example.
Yeah, so just imagine if, like, that day someone broke out of a Massachusetts state prison. In an orange jumpsuit, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
Now it would have been
They would have ran your ID, and they would have realized, but I don't know. I feel like you would have ended up at the police station.
For sure. if an inmate had broken out that day, or there was some criminal, I don't know. But,
yeah.
You know, and
that
I
was
have
a
kind
close
of,
call.
I have a very basic common face, too. So, like, you know, I just do.
I think you should give your face more credit.
I don't know. Brown hair, brown eye, I don't know.
I mean, there
I'm
are
pretty,
a lot of
I'm
Patrick.
I'm pretty normal.
I think you're... Your name is pretty common. I think
Absolutely.
There are a lot of Patricks in the world, and specifically the last name,
Young,
is, you know, popular.
But I'm like,
as well.
You know, 5'10", like 200, like, you know, I'm the most average size and most average looking, you know, like, I don't know.
Gotta give yourself more credit.
I guess. I don't know. But just, again, story of my life, close call. Just imagine how pissed this state trooper would have been if we were in costume. He might have thought we were already drunk.
Oh my God.
He might have thought we were already drinking, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
Close call.
Probably would have gotten the breathalyzer for sure.
Yeah, I mean, luckily we weren't drinking yet because we knew we were gonna go nuts when we got there. Once we got out of the car,
you ever do like backseat beers?
No, only
once. I did it, and that was because the driver told me to. So
yeah,
I won't do it again.
I've driven.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it's not really a good idea. I think I've driven a couple guys in the backseat, you know, and you just crush the beer and throw them away, you know, whatever. But I've never. Open containers, just, you don't want to do that in the car.
No, I mean, if anything, there's like way better ways to disguise it now. Like, you can put it in like an iced coffee cup. Like, make yourself a vodka soda and put it in an iced coffee cup.
If you can get a screw cap on top of it.
Yeah, but not like cracking.
The odor is key, too.
Yeah, no, the odor is key, because if you crack a can of beer, like, that has a very specific smell.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that airs out of the car very easily.
No, it doesn't, you know. So it's, yeah. So, close call, Halloween, that was...
Could
have been hilarious. It would have been hilarious, like, because as an observer in the backseat, like, oh my God, my buddy's getting chewed up by a state trooper and he's dressed like a hot dog. Pretty awesome. It would have been a much better story. But like I said, my life, close call story. So
that was a close call for you more than anyone else in that car. You.
Me.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time, Mr. Inmate. Better rethink your Halloween costume.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'll save that when I'm not in a car for,
right,
you
just
know.
Walking around.
Yeah.
Only on Halloween. No, like, costume parties.
It's crazy.
Right?
Crazy.
Well, it's funny because I also have a funny Halloween in the car story. So I was driving to a Halloween party with my friend Eric. Our friend lived in the Bronx. And we were dressed up as two characters from Cabaret. Do you know the movie Cabaret? Or the musical?
You think I know about a musical movie named Cabaret? I have no idea.
Okay.
Not my expertise, obviously.
Should have known.
Yeah.
Should have known. Well, anyway, the characters, they work in a nightclub, but they do have promiscuous outfits. So I'm legit driving in like fishnets, short shorts, and a corset. Like, I look like a hooker. Straight up look like a hooker. So, and I'm wearing a lot of makeup, you know, the whole shebang.
Nice.
So, you know, this happens to me a lot where I'm driving along and I'm listening to music and I'm not paying attention to the speed limit and we're just singing in the car, right? Getting amped up for the night, you know, probably whiz through like a yellow light that might have turned red. And sure enough, like the cop sirens go off and I'm like, oh shit. Like, I'm sitting here in my Hoochie Mama shorts. What if the cop pulls me over? He's going to think I'm a hooker. And he's like, oh my God, I look ridiculous too. Luckily, by some miracle, the cop like turned down the street right before. Oh, I love
that. That feels amazing.
It really is the most amazing feeling.
Yeah, because you're like, oh crap. How come this cop turned right as I went by?
Like, it's right here.
He's definitely after me. Oh my God. And then turn the light. Oof, just like the weight you can feel.
It's the best feeling. Yeah. But it also made me rethink like, maybe I should like wear a coat over my Halloween costume, even though I'm like totally against coats for Halloween by any means.
Yeah.
But in the car anyway, this was pre-moving to the city for me. So, you know, to cover up those Hoochie Mama shorts.
Gotta be careful.
I know. Could have been a misunderstanding as well. Like, where are you headed tonight?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, same thing for you. Like, what if, you know, what if there was a suspicious case of prostitution in the area where you were driving, you know?
Oh, no.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
New York City had a lot of that going on in the 90s and 80s. I mean, obviously,
well,
it was
no,
that past
year. Well, no, this wasn't that long ago.
No, I know your story's in the 2000s. I wouldn't have been 16
in the 90s.
Yeah, but you, like, Times Square used to be filled with.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it used to be whorehouses.
Yeah.
From when my dad was young. Yeah.
Wild times.
Oh, my God. But
close call, just
public
like me.
Public transit for Halloween.
Yeah,
public transit
or get a cab. Yeah, yeah. No, normally, yeah. Like I said, it's a mixed bag. You gotta pick your spots and hopefully don't get caught at sketchy time. Now, luckily, it was around Halloween.
Right.
But so it's a little more explainable.
Like informed around Halloween, all the days surrounding Halloween. It's like, all right.
Yeah. The other thing is though, like college parties. Not near Halloween sometimes. So
right.
People are dressing up and
just
you
like
got to explain,
themed,
oh, I'm actually going to blah, blah, blah party. Oh, wait, it's April.
Right?
Like, why are you going to a costume party? You know?
My God.
Close calls.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
Funny, though. You have a just like me, Halloween costume, close call.
Yeah, short shorts. Close call and my short shorts.
Mm. The Hoochie outfit. All right.
Hoochie Mama outfit.
Got away with it. Good.
Now, what about like the longest road trip to date? I haven't driven across country, but I've gotten part of the way across country. What about
too.
You?
I would love to travel across country.
Me too.
If we do that
in
someday.
A Winnebago?
Winnebago.
Ooh,
a big
we should
deal.
Bring this podcast in a Winnebago. How awesome would that be?
That's actually, we absolutely should.
Let's go.
I want an excuse to tour the country because there's a lot of places I've been. I mean, I've flown places in like, technically, I've been in different states, but it's like at the airport.
No.
And it's like transferring
that
flights.
That does not count. You've
yeah.
only been
no,
in the
I
airport.
Know.
That does not count as like visited the
right.
city.
Yeah, because I'd love to go to Minneapolis, but like I've only been in the airport. Atlanta, I've only been in the airport.
Same. Yeah.
You know, so that for sure. In terms of longest, I've been the New Hampshire to Pennsylvania drive. That's about 7 hours where I go to visit my cousins back in the day. I think the longest one, road trip wise in total time, was 10 hours, and it gets interesting. So here's the breakdown of this road trip. Bringing my cousin to college. She went to Delaware. The first leg of it was New Hampshire to Connecticut. That's usually about, from southern New Hampshire to southern Connecticut, usually like 3.5 to 4 hours. That was the first leg. Now, it gets interesting. So we did the first leg, sitting in the back seat, normal, right?
Right.
It gets worse, because once we drove from Connecticut to Delaware, at the time, I don't know if you remember this or have cars that were like this, but I had to sit middle bitch in the front.
Middle
bitch in the front is the worst seat.
It really is the worst seat. There's a reason they stopped making cars with it, I think.
Yeah,
only small children can sit in that seat.
Probably back in the 50s where they made those huge, you know, cars.
The benches?
Yeah, front middle probably wasn't bad. But this was like a Pontiac Bonneville. And I just remember, like, okay, my aunt jumped in and, like, my other cousin jumped in. So now there's 6 people in the car.
Oh, my God.
I was the youngest, but I was still, like, 11, 12 years old. So I wasn't small. I was, like,
no,
you know, I was a decent height. Yeah.
Tall, lanky, right?
So, but now I was also paranoid because my dad's driving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to touch his elbow. I don't want to touch his knee.
Can't do the chicken wing. Can't
so
do it.
That sucked. So that was like from Southern Connecticut to Delaware. God, that might have been another 5-6 hours.
Oh, easily.
Sitting middle bitch in the front, you know?
Front, middle. Even back middle is tight.
Yeah.
Front middle is way worse, though, because you have the console and you can't do anything to your left, like you said, because the driver's there.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Yeah. Ugh. And I know, I'm sure plenty of people listening and watching, I'm sure they've been on longer road trips, but sitting in the front middle... It's not even like you said, they don't even make them anymore.
I know. I do wonder what the longest road trip of someone sitting in the front middle seat is.
If you know someone and you see someone, comment. I want to hear the drama.
Because, oh my God.
I'm sure someone's got longer than 5 hours, but.
Right. And also, like you said, in those older cars, they made them more like seats.
Yeah, it's like one consistent seat.
The console was higher, so there actually was leg room for the middle seat, but. I know exactly what type of car you're talking about. They sort of phased out, like the console's still long, so there's not really legroom.
No.
It's the cup holders and all that stuff. And so
sucked is Pontiac Bonnevilles, I remember my parents' car growing up, the seats are bucket seats. So like if you were on one of the sides, it was very comfortable, but front middle sucked. Not comfortable.
Oh,
it was like
front
that was like the peak.
Of a bucket?
No. Well, like the sides were buckets.
Right.
So the driver and the passenger had the nice buckets, which were really comfortable.
Right.
But that means
it comes
where it's
up
sloped
like this
up
in the middle.
You know, not comfortable.
Not comfortable at
and
all.
And I was like 11, 12, so I wasn't small. I was decent height, decent leg length. So that sucked.
Yeah.
And I think my knees were like hitting the air conditioning buttons and stuff, and like the radio. I mean, you know, not a lot, but
yeah.
Front middle is for 5 hours. That's my worst.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah.
No so, good.
How about you?
So my longest road trip is to Michigan. So I was going out there for her name is Sarah, my friend Sarah's wedding.
Oh, that's right.
And
okay.
I was going with a couple of my friends from college, Adri and Mari. And it was awesome. I mean, it was like the quintessential girls road trip, stopped at Amish country in Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is a really big ass state, right?
Oh yeah, that's a long wide state. Yeah,
it's long wide. It's pretty much just like 80 the whole way. That's how you get there.
I-80, yeah.
But to pass the time, we were reading 50 Shades of Grey out loud in the car.
That sounds awful. That sounds terrible.
Oh, come on. I mean, I don't usually
out
read
loud
those books.
Yeah.
That's not really like my thing, the mild erotica. But it was really entertaining in the car. And, you know, we're all actors, so we're all like doing dramatic readings of 50 Shades of Grey.
Feels like you're shortening the ride.
It passed really quickly, you know, listening to like 90s jams, and that one, that was awesome.
Yeah. So how many hours was that, New York to Michigan?
I think it was 12 or even like a little bit over 12
wow.
and a half.
Yeah. Because you got Ohio too. You got to go through,
right?
Cross Pennsylvania,
right.
Cross Ohio.
And like with some stops, like not major stops, but little stops for like meals. And I'm more of like a eat the meal in the car and just keep going.
Mm.
But I think for that trip, I was the only one driving. So we might have stopped for meals just to like take a break.
Yeah.
Because I like swapping the driving, but I don't think we swapped drivers that trip.
13 hours. All right, so you got my record down for sure.
Yeah, but I like this Winnebago idea. I think
I
we need to take this podcast on the road.
I think that's a good idea.
When interstate travel is a little easier, obviously.
Yeah, of course, when things free up and, you know, I mean, I can't wait to, you know, we can still fly places a little bit, but, you know, that'll be nice to do road trips too.
Yeah, just more restrictions.
The Winnebago, Podcast Winnebago is awesome.
Podcast Winnebago.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. We'll figure it out.
We have to life hack this.
So subscribe so we can buy an RV or Winnebago, please. Thank you.
Podcast Winnebago.
That'd be sweet.
Going around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be cool.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. So all right. That covers our longest trip.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready to stump you, Pat.
All right. It's time for Stump the Crunk.
Stump the Bro. Now,
thank you.
I know in the past for our stump game, we haven't really, like, raised the stakes. And I'm just, I don't know, maybe something's getting into me, but I really want to raise the stakes for this stump game.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I'm competitive.
Of course you do.
I want to make it interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw something out there and see what you say. I think the loser of the stump game has to do the polar bear plunge.
The polar bear plunge.
Yep. Not when it's happening. Just you have to jump into the ocean in the winter.
Interesting. I love that you suggested this. Because this.
It's because I've been living with you for so many years.
And you know which of us is more tolerant to cold weather.
I know. I'm fucked if I lose. I'm fucked. I really just want you to...
You just keep doing this to yourself. You keep risking your own weaknesses.
I know.
Put your own on the line. I love this idea.
You do?
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll film it. Put it on the podcast.
We'll have it. We'll send a clip to the people, to the evidence of it.
Yeah. We'll throw it on one of the future episodes.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
I like it. So you're saying, so right now...
Mm-hmm.
Risking it all. Polar bear plunge.
Risking it all. Mm-hmm.
And you're just, and this is outside of the normal polar bear plunge in Long Beach. This is just like.
Right, because I actually don't know if they're doing it this year because of crowds. So
yeah.
You would just have to pick a body of, the loser.
Right.
Would have to pick a body of water to jump into in the wintertime.
It's got
to
be winter month.
It's got to be winter month. So March is the cutoff.
March. So from November to March, it has to be.
Well, this winter.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, not next winter.
Oh, my God.
This winter. We're not even in February yet.
You are
yet.
A brave soul. Kronk, you're a brave soul.
I really hope I don't eat my words. I want to win. I want you to jump in the ocean. But if it's the other way around, I'm just going to have to deal with it.
This will be good, though. I think either way, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I hope I beat you, obviously, because then hopefully, like, when you experience how cold the water is... I'm assuming it's going to be in the Atlantic Ocean. Could be a lake, but probably the Atlantic Ocean.
It really could be a lake. It's not...
Yeah.
I think the body of water is less important than it has to be done before winter ends.
All right. Okay. Obviously, for those of you that aren't familiar or new to us in terms of our games, our stump game will work like this. Kronk and I have found a story on the internet that's related to our topic today, of course, with road trips. We're gonna tell a story, and there's gonna be a key part of the story that there's gonna be multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's gonna be one truth and three falses that we provide, right?
Right, and mine is not specifically a story, but it does have an overall theme, and you do have to pick from the multiple choice answers which you think is the true answer.
But there is a true answer.
Yep, there is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Same thing with mine. I found a story online, and so we'll have four. We have four choice A, B, C, and D, right?
Right, and also for this, if for some reason we both lose, or we both win, then we do have a tiebreaker round.
Yeah. So the tie. Okay. So
we
yeah.
can determine a winner.
Right. So the tiebreaker will be we're gonna pick one capital city, and then we're gonna pick another capital city, and just guess the hours.
Hours in the car.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That'll be our tiebreaker. But hopefully I just stump you and then you just got to go in the water.
We'll see.
All right. We'll see.
We'll see. Well,
I'm
you
excited.
Go first.
And you raise the stakes. I love it.
I don't know how I can get any higher than this, but I just decided to go for it.
This is good. I respect it though, because hopefully you strengthen one of your weaknesses, which is tolerating the cold.
Oh,
so.
God. I hope I win.
I'm proud of you. Either way, I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So here's a story that I found.
Okay.
So, group of friends, this takes place in California / Nevada, right? Group of friends are on a road trip, and, you know, they have their car full of camping goods and food and all that stuff. So, they take a break, and they find that there is an animal riding along with them. So, what do? This is the first part of the story is, they open up the car, all the doors... All the things, because they spotted it while they were driving.
Okay.
But then they couldn't get rid of it. So they open up all the doors.
Yeah.
And they move some things around, and they couldn't get rid of it.
Okay.
All right? They close all the doors, and they keep going. Now, for distance-wise and perspective, they rode from Death Valley, which is like Southern California, kind of Southern Nevada border area. They drove 600 miles to Yosemite Park. They got to Yosemite Park. This animal was still in their car.
Oh my God.
When they got to Yosemite Park. So it's a pretty cool story online.
Yeah.
So, the multiple choice question for you viewers out there and you listeners, and more importantly for you, Kronk, which animal went along for the road trip?
Okay.
With this camping group? Was it A, a mouse?
Okay.
B, a chipmunk? C, a snake? Or was it D, a scorpion?
Oh. I'm going to go with snake.
You're going to go with snake?
I am.
Incorrect.
Is it scorpion?
Nope, not a scorpion.
It's chipmunk?
Nope, not a chipmunk.
What? Mouse?
Yep.
But who cares about a mouse in the car?
I do now, because now if I get your question right, you're going in to the cold, cold water. Love it.
Okay.
Awesome.
But this is what I don't understand. Like, what? Mouse was the first one I took off the table, because who cares if a mouse is in your car? Like, the other ones are more dangerous.
Okay, hold on a second. Who cares if a mouse is in your car? If we were driving along and you saw a mouse in our car, you would freak out. You liar. Oh, no, it's not a mouse is not a big deal. You would flip.
I know, you would flip.
And you're a city girl, and you've seen rats as big as, like, you know, small dogs.
I know.
You would freak out if you saw a mouse in their car.
I know, but
The stump game, and I put in the snake and scorpion to make you think it was something
as
dangerous as that.
High. Like, the risk is not as high.
Well, then I mastered the stump game, didn't I, Kronk? Kronk, you've been stumped.
Shit. All right. I can still redeem myself here.
You just
have to lose.
Odds are we might have to do the tiebreaker anyway, but so we'll see.
Okay. So surrounding our travel theme today, I have a couple of different traveling Guinness Book of World Records, and you have to pick which is the correct one.
Okay.
So is it the longest barefoot journey is 104 days? Is it the number of countries on a single tank of gas, which is 17? Is it how many humans crammed into a car, which is 40? Or is it longest journey with an animal in the driver's seat, which is 12 hours?
This is a crazy loaded multiple choice question.
It's fine.
My question
theme
was so much easier compared to this one. Jeez. Hold on. All right. Hold on.
Do you want me to repeat the responses?
100%.
Okay.
Because I still have to process the first two. Go ahead. Do the
okay,
choices
so
again.
Which of these Guinness Book of World Records are true? Is it the longest barefoot journey? So someone walking for days in their bare feet, no shoes. 104 days.
Mm-hmm.
Is it longest journey on a single tank of gas? Oh, and also longest journey on a single tank of gas. And the answer is 17 countries.
17 countries. Okay.
And then the third option is how many humans have crammed into a car? And that is 40.
40 people in a car.
Or is it longest journey with an animal in the driver's seat, which is 12 hours.
12 hours with an animal in the driver's seat, 40 people in a car, 104 days on foot,
yep,
is A. B is one tank of gas in a car for 17 countries.
Correct.
These are the world records.
Yep.
This is such a rigged, loaded question, but I'll do my best. Unbelievable. All right.
There's only one true answer.
Right. One true
only
answer.
One. All right, the other, it's not a trick question. There's only one. That's the correct.
But it's going to be a wacky one because it's a Guinness Book of World Records.
Mm-hmm.
104 foot barefoot journey. 104 day foot. Blah, blah, blah. That is a tongue twister.
It is.
Barefoot walk, 104 days. 17 countries on one tank of gas,
mm-hmm,
which could be like a European.
Mm-hmm.
You could technically drive from Africa through Europe and do that. 17 countries. You could technically do that. If he's one tank of gas, though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe have like a Kia or something. I don't know. I don't know what a Prius. I don't know what could pull that off.
Could be a hybrid
An animal car. In the driver's seat for 12 hours. And then, what's the other one I'm forgetting?
The crammed car, 40 humans.
40 humans in a car. Now, here's the other problem. This is like a sedan.
It said it was a RAV4.
Okay, 40 people should not be able to fit in a RAV4. All right, I have to, man. This is getting too logical. I have to think. The problem is, I want to think logical, but
is the Guinness Book of World Records? They're all crazy. They're all crazy. Absolutely. So I mean, did that on purpose. Yeah.
All right. I'm eliminating 40 people in a RAV4.
Okay.
There's no way.
Okay.
40 people. That's nuts. That's like circus stuff. 12 hours with an animal driving the car in the front seat.
Correct.
I gotta. Oh, man. I gotta watch that one.
Okay, so now you're down to two options.
104 days barefoot walk. Which is, people did that, I don't know, pioneers did that back in the day. Maybe not barefoot, but 17 countries on one tank of gas. I have to lean logic because this is such a loaded question. I'm going to go 17 countries, one tank of gas.
You are incorrect.
Shit. Kronk, that's such a loaded question. That's BS.
That was close.
That's too much. You did too much there on that one. Way too loaded of a stump question.
Hey.
I'm declaring shenanigans. Go ahead. No. What's the right answer?
Okay, so the right answer is barefoot journey, 104 days.
Damn, that was my option B.
Yeah, but the other
shit.
So tank of gas, the real Guinness Book of World Record is 14 countries.
Oh my god!
So I upped it by a few. So that one's incorrect.
That's evil. So that was evil.
And then crammed car, I did the same thing. It's 41 people who crammed into a RAV4 in Russia. They hold the world record.
You are unbelievable. You literally rigged all.
What? It's incorrect.
Okay, hold on. You barely made these. You barely made these answers incorrect. You took actual records. You fluffed them a little bit to throw me off.
Less. And then the animal driver I just made up.
Yeah, the animal driver. That would be pretty cool, but I would love that, but.
Kronk. You can't shenanigans. Call shenanigans. No.
Shenanigans.
Mm-mm. You just need to up the ante next time.
Oh, well, obviously next time I will. I'll put realistic records. I'll just skew them a little bit so they're technically not right. Technically, they'll be incorrect.
They're incorrect.
Wow. That's ruthless. Kronk, you're ruthless.
I am. I really just want to win, so. All right.
Some slimy stuff.
Whatever.
That's some slimy stuff, Kronk. That's brutal.
Okay, so right, now so we both lost, so that means that
Google Maps time.
We need to do a tiebreaker.
Maps.
Okay, so what is the city that you're choosing?
Of origin, capital city of origin.
Not a capital, it could just be any city.
All right, so you picking the city?
No, we each pick a city.
Okay, so you pick a city first, yeah, you pick a city first.
Okay, so I'll say Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, okay. I am going to say, Nashville, Tennessee.
Hmm. Okay. And now the wager is how many hours in the car would it take to get from Pittsburgh
to Nashville, Tennessee?
To Nashville. And whoever is the closest wins.
Closest? Yeah. Let's assume one of us might go over.
Right.
I guess the closest without going over.
Right.
Oh, okay. No, or maybe just the closest.
Okay, just the closest.
And are we going to allow half hour, like 11 and a half hours as a buffer, or do you want to just do clean numbers?
Let's just do clean numbers, and then, you know, obviously whoever distance closest to the number wins.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say 19 hours.
19 hours?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to gamble here. 19 hours from Pittsburgh to Nashville. I'm going to say 14 hours.
Okay. Should I look it up?
Look it up.
All right.
Time for the maps.
All right.
You said 19, I said 14. This is from Pittsburgh to Nashville, driving.
Okay.
Let's see what we come up with.
Pittsburgh.
This is kind of a cool game, too. I like this.
Yeah, this is fun. To
Nashville.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, fuck.
What does it say?
Oh, fuck.
What happened? Is it under 19 hours? How long is a drive? Say it, Kronk.
It's 8 hours and 33 minutes.
Yeah. I should have
known.
8 hours. That's not bad. Wow.
Oh, maybe. I really need to work on my geography.
Awesome. And I said 14 hours, right? I was still off, but.
I mean, I went way above.
That's karma for your loaded stump question. Get your wetsuit ready. Kronk's going icy.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. That's karma for your loaded stump question. That's karma.
Mm.
I love it.
All right.
All right. So you guys don't want to travel from Pittsburgh to Nashville. 8 hour drive. Not bad.
I lost fair and square.
Tiebreaker, too.
I know.
That was a good game, though.
It was.
As rigged and loaded and unfair as your question was.
Oh, come on. It's just a good game. Come on.
It is. It's stump. Stump is fun. But, so we've both been stumped, but you are the ultimate stump loser today.
Oh, we should have just had a different type of tiebreaker. Damn. Next time.
You're the one who raised the stakes to ice water.
I did.
Winter plunge.
I did. I'm just going to keep betting it, though, on future episodes. So I'm going to make you go in, too. Don't worry. I'm going to make you go in.
All right. Good work.
That way we both have
revenge.
To go in together.
I got revenge on Kronk on that one. That's justice. That's karma justice for your loaded question.
I have to jump in the water now. I know.
Love it.
Shit. I really need to work on my geography. Damn.
Well, I mean, I was off, too. I went way over.
So did I.
Man, so I'm trying to think. So you got to go. I guess, yeah, Ohio. I guess
because
8 hours makes sense.
Ohio. Pretty far west, and then Nashville's actually not that far.
Yeah, Nashville's like central, so you're just shooting south, I imagine.
South and a little bit further west.
So you're just going like Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee? Is that how they stack up? Because Cincinnati's in Ohio, it's on the border with Kentucky. So that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, well, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee.
I will get you back. I'll get you in that water.
Well, guess what happened? Now I know I can load up these stump questions and make them ridiculous and skew the true stats just a smidge so they sound right, even though they're technically false. It's
but
fucked up.
They were all outlandish. That's why I chose the Guinness Book of World Records, because it's all outlandish.
But you actually skewed. You made them partially true by making them just a little bit more. 40
or
people
a little
down
bit less.
Oh, it was actually 41. It was, you know.
It was a little bit less, some of them.
Unreal. Well, guess what?
Backfired. Backfired big time.
Yeah.
I'll be
better start training. Cold. Better start training in ice baths to get you prepped for it, because you're going to have a miserable time in that cold water.
I am.
I can't wait to watch you just freeze and shiver. It's going to be nice.
Shit.
So, all right.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in for our road trip episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'll let you know how it goes. My plunge in the ocean.
We'll show you how it goes.
I know.
We're going to have the footage of it, and I will be laughing in the background. Maybe I'll have to bring the GoPro in the water. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it'll be dry and warm.
Have
on
a nice fisheye lens of your freezing body in the water. Nice. It'd be cool. So, all right. Thanks for watching out there.
Thanks
for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.